From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome, Bill Michaels Show on the air. The Packers get a win yesterday, a nice win yesterday. Now, to some of you, it may not have been as nice a win because it wasn't a magnanimous blowout victory yesterday, and they didn't put to Miami away in the same fashion you had hoped, where they were just moving the ball up and down the field consistently, and Aaron Rodgers is winging it to everybody, and they're all on the same page. No, but yesterday was progress. Yesterday was a much-needed win, a win at the end of that ball game, pretty much going away. And yesterday, one of the more important aspects of this was, now I understand that Miami's offensive line, I think they were down to only one starting offensive lineman from the beginning of the season, but yesterday was a win for the trenches, the guys up front. Yesterday you won with the offensive line. I mean, there was a couple of times where Aaron Jones, I mean, he hits the hole hard and quick, okay? He hits it extremely quick. He's just got a different burst. We've all seen it. We all knew it. It was right there in front of us. Mike McCarthy finally stuck to it yesterday. And I'm going to get into all of that, okay? But yesterday was a day in which you witnessed what Aaron Jones can bring to the table and the necessity and the effect of a run game, okay? But yesterday, there was a lot of times where Aaron Jones, he got through the hole and he was untouched. They did a really good job up front. They became a better, I don't think they became, but maybe they displayed themselves as a better run-blocking team than a lot of us have given credit for. And again, Miami's defensive front is not, this huge juggernaut by any stretch of the imagination. But that being said, They're not a bad football team. It's a good football team to get a good win against, if that makes sense. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout because we want your reaction to yesterday's ballgame. So they're back to 500, 4-4-1. 9 games into the season, and you've got 7 remaining. We all know. Yesterday, they had a tremendous performance by their running back, Aaron Jones. 15 carries, 145 yards, 9.7 yards per carry, a couple of touchdowns. He busted one open for 67, almost put it in the end zone. He also caught 3 passes for 27 yards at 9.0 an average catch, the longest being a 19-yard reception. He did everything, okay? So, if I had to take away a complaint out of yesterday's ballgame, other than the fact that J.K. Scott was being timed with a sundial when it came to punting that football yesterday, my question would simply be to Mike McCarthy, why in the hell, when things are working so well, and the old adage in football is, we're going to keep doing it until you stop us, and Miami showed no sign of stopping you, why in the hell, with 10:29 to play in the second quarter, did you not put Aaron Jones in on that drive? Starts out with Jamal Williams in the backfield. They go the pass deep down the sideline to Equanimeous St. Brown. Then a short pass to St. Brown all over again. It goes for a yard. Then Rodgers catches Devontae Adams. He's pushed out of bounds, a 19-yard gain, first down. Still no signs of Aaron Jones. He throws a quick out to Lance Kendricks for 6 yards. They give it to Jamal Williams, who gains 2. Aaron Rodgers then drops back again to pass out of the no huddle. And not out of shotgun that time, but nevertheless, gets 9 yards. No huddle again, shotgun. Jamal Williams gets hit for a yard loss. Shotgun again, Aaron Rodgers throws a pass incomplete off to the right-hand side. And then they go for it on 4th and 2. And they're in shotgun again. No threat of running on 4th and 2. And Aaron Rodgers sacked again. The absolute dumbest set of play calls I can imagine in a long time. What the hell are you? If you get fired, that's the reason why. Because when things are working, you go away from them. You try to be the smartest guy in the room. It was a dumb series. It never should have happened. And this whole thing about, well, we can't, you know, and once Jamal's in, he's in. No. No. Even with Frank Gore, Miami didn't do that. He came out a couple of plays and he went right back in. No. And what are you doing in shotgun? I mean, unless Aaron Rodgers is in pain dropping back, which is a very real possibility. Other than that, what the hell are you doing in shotgun? You're not even showing run. I don't get it. I have defended him time and again because there is a flow to the play calling at times. But when you're the one taking yourself out of your own flow, that's dumb. I don't get it. So that was if I had to circle one thing about yesterday's ball game, that was it. That was it right there. I don't understand when things are working so well, why blank with it? Don't get it. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You want to give us a shout? Do it. We'd be glad to chat with you. Your reaction to yesterday's ballgame, Packers get a win. There's an interesting vibe around this team and I think around the fan base right now. And I want to get into that as well. But there's just something that's just, I don't know what it is. But I want to talk about it. This portion of the program, by the way, being brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs reminding you, there's still time. Get yourself registered if you want to go out and check out the tailgate party, the game for Paul Bunyan's axe out of Camp Randall, the Badgers, the Golden Gophers. They're going to get you two tickets, get you to an ultimate tailgate party, get you a customized jersey, and in addition to that, they are going to give you Cousin Subs for a year. You heard me right. All you have to do is go to CousinSubs.com/Badgers. That's CousinSubs.com/Badgers, and get yourself registered. You can do it daily to give yourself a better opportunity to win, but get yourself registered regardless. 855-830-8648. Cousin Subs, by the way, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Let's go to the phone calls. Let's talk to Tyler listening to us in Rochester, New York. Tyler, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Doing good, Bill. How's it going?
Doing well. What's up?
I just had three takes I wanted to get your opinion on. First of all, it wasn't a convincing. I'm not coming away like thrilled from yesterday just because it's the Dolphins and it's Brock Osweiler. They're not very good. And there's just some concerning things. Overall, the defense was great yesterday, but when we're giving up 40-yard carries to Frank Gore, who's closer to 40 than he is to 30, that's a little concerning. There's the special teams are just absolutely atrocious. I know I'm not the only one who's going to say this, but he needs to be fired like 3 years ago because you can't giving up a block punt. Tremont Williams fumbling the ball. It's not on Ron Zuck, but.
Right.
And then, again, the offense went stale in the second quarter, and coincidentally, that's when Aaron Jones was out of the game. I'm on the McCarthy's got to go camp because I don't think that relationship can be fixed anymore. I think that's been damaged beyond repair. We need a new voice in his ear to help spark him to back to, because like you said, it seems different this year compared to the last years. And if we play like this against Seattle, I have zero confidence that we're going to win that game.
Well, I appreciate the phone call, Tyler. Okay, let's start with a couple of different things. First of all, I addressed the fact that in the second quarter, they pulled Aaron Jones for whatever reason. And I don't understand it, and that you're right. That's when the play calling went stale. That was the one hiccup. That was the one time where you saw things really kind of change distinctively. You're right when it comes to fumbling the football. It's something that they work on. It's something that I know they work on. If a guy fumbles, there's nothing a special teams coach can do about it. But when you have a punt blocked, that then goes back to the special teams coach. And you have to ask yourself, why did you get it blocked? Well, J.K. Scott does take a little while to kind of get himself in gear. He's got to get quicker. And that's got to be something that's recognized by the coach. I mean, that's his job. Your whole job is kickoff, kickoff return, punt, punt return. There's not much more than that. Maybe onside kick. That type of thing. A couple of trick plays in the special teams area. But for the most part, those are the four things you work on. It's not hard. You just draw up your plays. Guys cover their lanes, cover the scheme. That's it. Okay? It's not rocket science. It is what it is. When your guy's slow, you're going to get blocked. That's all there is to it. You only have like a second and a half, 2 seconds to get that thing off. If you take more than that, it's going to be blocked. So in the grand scheme of things, yes, I understand what it is you're saying. Going back to the feeling, and I wanted to get into this, the feeling coming out of that game yesterday and about the confidence level going into Seattle, I think is very, it's, again, we talked about it going into New England. We're talking about it going into Seattle. There's a feeling there. I want to talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
He's a slashing running back. His ability to see the hole and hit it at full speed and to cut pretty much at full speed is what makes him special. And anytime you have playmakers like that, you always want to make sure to give them as many touches as possible because they can always make magic happen.
Welcome back! Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you are on board. David Bakhtiari talking about Aaron Jones right there. I'm telling you what, there was a feel coming out of this game. There's a feel about this game in the sense of there's not a lot of people believing what it is they're seeing. There's not a lot of people believing that they indeed are going to, you know, have the ability to go into Seattle and get a win. There's just not a lot of people believing that as far as Packers fans go. And you know what? I get it. I understand that. I don't blame you because they haven't done something so consistently that would make you go, oh, okay, they got this. No big deal. That's not where they're at right now. I will say this, that they played a much better game yesterday. They played, instead of playing a four full quarters, or like they've been doing, they've been playing mainly a half of football. They played yesterday, they played three quarters of football. They're getting there. I mean, I saw progress. I mean, you can't deny that. You saw progress yesterday. So for those that say, wow, they didn't do this and that, you know, they did. They really did. They played some pretty good football. So, and you know what? You can only play the opponent. That's the other thing that makes me so mad. You can only play the opponent. I'm sorry they didn't get a win that, that was over the New England Patriots. They had a shot. They had a shot. They just didn't do it. But the bottom line is this. You can only beat the teams that are on your schedule. You can only beat the teams that are in front of you. And they didn't get a chance to do that when they were in New England. They had a shot at doing it when they were in L.A. Just didn't happen. Okay, now move on. Get over it. Move past it. Do I think they can get a win in Seattle? Yeah, I do. Am I excited about it? No. I'd be lying. I'd be lying if I believed that they were going to just go in there and roll. No. That's not part of it. That's not part of my belief. But I think they're a pretty good team. I think they're in a better circumstance now than they were going into the game yesterday. I think they've discovered a couple of things, and I think that what they saw yesterday, what they now have on film, what they now witnessed, what we all witnessed, is that as far as that matter goes, what we all witnessed, they're much better off. Maybe Mike McCarthy will say, you know what, I got this. I'll do this. I can run the football more. I can put Aaron Jones in certain circumstances and maybe trust him a little bit more with each rep that he has. Well, oh, by the way, he's also going to get more experience. Maybe I want to put him out there, run him out there a little bit more. So, yeah, I'm excited about what the Packers can do. I think a lot of you are. I think in the back of your mind, up front, your gut is going, boy, this team, they've still got some glaring mistakes. I wouldn't disagree. But I also think you're sitting there going, you know what? They get a win in Seattle, and they get a win against Minnesota. They're right back in this thing. You get past that portion of this juggernaut of a schedule. Wait a minute. We may be able to do this. You know? And I think that's where a lot of people are. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Now, many of you screaming about third and two and third and one and fourth and two and the play calling. When you have a run game, now I don't understand it. And again, the only thing I can comprehend here is if Aaron Rodgers, when he drops back, when he takes that five-step drop, okay, snaps under center, goes back, and then has to plant. Maybe it's just painful on that knee. I don't know for sure. Okay. Otherwise, why are you starting out in shotgun and a running back ahead of you basically telling everybody you're throwing the football? I don't get it. That's not something that I'm fond of. I know being on a shotgun, Aaron Rodgers can see the field better. He likes that. He likes being in shotgun. He can see the field better. You can see what's setting up in front of you. I counted yesterday on one hand the times that they put guys in motion, by the way. They don't do a lot of it. They don't do predetermination looks when it comes to defenses. They really never have. But I just wanted to see how many times they set guys into motion. Boy, hardly ever. This team doesn't. They just go out and run a lot of ISO routes, and it's man-to-man, and you are supposed to beat your man. Aaron Rodgers said it yesterday in his postgame press conference when they were asked about that fourth down. He was talking about being sacked and some of the coverage. He was sacked yesterday twice, two of them, both of them coverage sacks. And he was asked, you know, hey, Aaron, what about that? Where was the ball supposed to go? He said, somebody's supposed to get open. You could hear the frustration in his voice. Somebody was supposed to get open. Nobody got open. So you got to sit there and wait and eat the ball and eat the ball and eat the ball until somebody finally crushes you. Or until the zone opens up, the path opens up. It is what it is. But I'll say this, there's a couple of times yesterday, and some of you, it is okay, I'm just going to tell you this, if you see something that is a flaw or wrong, it's okay to point out that Aaron Rodgers may have made a mistake. It's okay. It's not against, you're not going to hell for it. You're not going to be banished from the state of Wisconsin for it. Rodgers played a really good game. That pass to Marquez Valdes-Scantling, what he did and some of the play fakes yesterday, the little things he's so good at. But every now and then he's going to miss one. A couple of times yesterday, missed one. There was a couple of times he had guys open underneath, just didn't take it. Now, maybe there was a hand in his face. Maybe there's a linebacker coming up the gut that we don't get a chance to see from his vantage point. Maybe he missed him in that way. But there was some guys open. It wasn't like everybody was covered all the time. But I got to tell you, there was more than a few times where I'm sitting next to Mike Clemens and I'm looking around and we're going, there's nobody open. There's nobody open. And what's worst is, and I think what's frustrating to Aaron, there are times when guys don't get open and Aaron begins to run, they don't know where to go. That's what comes with familiarity. They don't know where to go. So they're standing there kind of like juking back and forth, but they're in the same spot. Hell, I can cover that. So that's probably some of the things that he's talking about getting on the same page when it comes to improv and what guys need to do, what guys need to think, because they're not there yet. They're running their routes. And like that pass to Davante Adams down the sideline where Devontae was on a go route and Aaron was looking for an on an out pattern, that you still see that every now and then. That's your number one receiver, and you're not on the same page. So no wonder Aaron Rodgers is trying to throw to open jerseys rather than throwing to spots, because he's not there in that trust level yet. So it's there are things that you can point out, and you can say, here's some of the flaws in Aaron's game right now, but you can also understand where it's coming from. You know what I mean? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. By the way, defensively speaking, and just kind of rewatching some of this morning, the trenches are pretty good for the Green Bay Packers consistently between the, you know, when you get Blake Martinez up the gut, Kenny Clark is just so good. You saw Dean Lowry yesterday with six tackles, had a sack yesterday. He's starting to come along a little bit. You know, I'll tell you what, Jair Alexander is the real damn deal. Oh, my God, you wish Kevin King could get his act together and just get healthy. He wouldn't be so fragile. You would have a really solid secondary. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Josh Jones finally with a couple tackles yesterday. You saw him play a little free. Now, Josh Jackson, yeah, he bit on one, tried to come up with a big play, and I give him credit. It was one of those things where he just missed it, and it went for a big gain. But I like the fact that he's another guy that likes to hit. You could move him to safety. Reggie Gilbert had a sack yesterday. That guy, whenever he gets a chance to play, he just makes plays. Mike Daniels yesterday, three or four times, no statistic for it, three or four times, guy penetration, Gore had to change his route. Just because Mike Daniels was crashing the end. They won in the trenches yesterday. That was a positive. That was good to see. And where did Raven Green come from? Raven Green. You've had a Tiger Green and a Raven Green in the history of the Green Bay Packers, by the way.
And a Kevin Green.
Kevin Green. But a Raven Green and a Tiger Green. You've got all kinds of... If your first last name is Green, chances are you're an animal.
How about Amon Green?
Amon? I don't know what an Amon is. We'd have to look that up.
Oh, you're just... I got what you're doing. That took me a little bit to figure out.
You got a Raven Green and a Tiger Green.
A Raven and a Tiger, yeah. It's been a lot of greens, though.
Oh, by the way, there was a Montrevious Adams sighting yesterday. He got to the quarterback one time. One tackle, which was a sack. Couple-yard loss. There you go. So we had a Montrevious Adams sighting yesterday. So it wasn't a bad day at the office. Clay Matthews, by the way... He had two quarterback hurries. Man, he can bring pressure. He's just that half step slow. Otherwise, he's got two sacks yesterday, but he had just a half step slow, but two quarterback hurries yesterday. And Oren Burks, by the way, on special teams, he's a real damn deal. I love the way he gets down the field and loves to hit. I just love the way he loves to hit getting downfield. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. 4-8. Give us a shout when we come back. Conrad, you're first out of the chute. Also, we're going to hear from Aaron Rodgers. We're continuing to break this game down, and I want to know your level of confidence that what you saw yesterday, is that going to carry over to Seattle? Or do you go by the statistics, 61.6% of the teams that travel on Thursday night lose, and just because you're chalking it up as a loss? Just want to know your thoughts going into the game on Thursday night. 855-830-8648. More of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you were on board today. Hey, I want to remind you, coming up, we have the Lodge Kohler kickoff this evening. Trevor Davis going to be our guest. We'll ask him when he expects to be back. I think he's eligible to come. He's eligible to come off now, isn't he, Joe? Wasn't this the week that he can come off the list?
Yes.
I thought so. We'll see if they make a move. He would be your return guy. 855-830-8648. Tonight, that's 6 to 7. Tavern in the Sky at Lodge Kohler. Come on out. As we creep closer and closer to the holidays, make it a nice night out. Come on out and join us tonight. Lodge Kohler kickoff, 6 to 7, right across the street from Lambeau Field. Trevor Davis, our guest in-house tonight. Let's go quickly to Conrad, listening to us in Madison. Conrad, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Much-needed win. Defense, I think, got, you know, a little bit of, you know, encouragement. I think I kind of see how it's coming together with this new defense and Patton and a lot of young guys. I like what I see. Looking just one freaking game at a time here, getting ready. The Seattle Seahawks team is very similar to the Packers, just looking at how they played the Rams in L.A. yesterday. You know, having a chance to win right there at the end. I like our chances going out to Seattle. I know it's going to be a big deal because they don't lose at home a lot. But I think we got what it takes. Just seeing how that all shook out, I'm still concerned about Aaron a little bit, but I think that running game is going to carry him. As long as we can lean on the other Aaron, I think we got what it takes. Thanks, Bill. Catch you at the end of the week.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it. He drops off. You're going to board 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. The Green Bay Packers, and I'll go through the statistics, but one of the things that was obvious, and I tweeted this out yesterday going into that game, statistically speaking, they are racking up some yardage. Now, yesterday, they finally, in the red zone, they were solid. They were 4-for-4. But going into that game yesterday, it had not been that way. And there's a lot of obvious things, so to speak, that when you look at in the run game specifically, just it wasn't there. It wasn't there. They weren't committing to it. And yesterday, at least through three quarters, they did. Aaron Rodgers said, hey, look, and take a listen to Aaron Rodgers' voice, by the way, in a lot of this. This is after a win, remember. He said it was important to get that win yesterday.
Well, we needed to win, so that was important. But we got the run game going. We had a lot more balance, which we haven't had all season. There's things to work on. Started off fast, had a little bit of a lull, and then kind of got things going again. So it wasn't atypical.
Does that guy sound happy after a win? A lot of hemming and hawing. And,
we had a lot more balance, which we haven't had all season.
You can just tell. You can just tell. Just exasperated in a lot of ways. Aaron Rodgers, in addition to that, says Aaron Jones, he helped out the offense tremendously.
Well, it slows down the rush for sure and opens up the potential for some play action stuff. he got going though. I mean, he really did. He's a really good back, slasher, fast, tough to take down. The first guy doesn't bring him down a whole lot.
Again, this is after a win. This is after a win. There's something, and again, I don't want to be one of those media guys that goes, just look at the facial expressions, listen to the voice. But I've covered Aaron Rodgers since he came into the league. I've heard him since he came into the league. This is one of those, good to get a win. Hey, we're back at 500, a lot of optimism. Go home, get a scotch, get ready for Seattle. This is one of those press conferences, and it's not. It's not. He says, hey, the running backs, we haven't used them a whole lot, so they're pretty fresh.
We haven't had a ton of stress on any back this season, getting a ton of carries, so I like that range for him. Obviously, we didn't have a ton of plays tonight based on the way the game went, but, we have Jamal. Who's a talented back in his own right. But I think he can handle 15 carries the rest of the way.
See, I'm not. I would love to see him get 3 to 5 more carries a game. About 18, something like that. That's a pretty good number, pretty solid number. About something like that. Aaron Rodgers did make a comment regarding the fans when they started making noise when they were on offense.
Tough place to play. It's super loud. It's the loudest environment in the NFL. And they're loud the entire time, not just once you break the huddle. They're loud when you're in the huddle. They're smart fans when it comes to noise. So it doesn't matter who's back there. That wasn't a shot at anything. It wasn't. It really wasn't. I love our fans. They still do the wave when we're on offense. It's okay when it's 31-12. It's not that big of a deal. If it was, 31-all, maybe, take it easy. But I think they get a little bored maybe sometimes. And then they're like, what are we going to do here? Because I was watching from the sidelines at one point. It was in the third quarter, and I saw like 4 people right across from me. So it would be behind their bench about the 40-yard line, kind of stand up and do it. And I was like, I'm thinking to myself, I bet you they do it when we're on offense. And they did. We love them.
Stop doing a damn wave. It's old, it's outdated, and it's usually started by a couple of drunk people. Just, and don't do it, and don't get crazy when the when your team's on offense. Again, don't follow drunk people. Drunk people fall down, then you have to step over them. You don't follow drunk people, because if you don't step over them, you trip over them, and then you fall down too. So stop with the wave. It's old, it's outdated. This is the equivalent of throwing a baseball back after a home run in your home ballpark. You know, do something smart. Come on. Don't follow others. Don't do that. If anything, you should be sitting in the stands, and when the offense gets going, you should all turn to one another and go, shh. Shh. Quiet everybody down. Should be like watching the PGA. Oh, Aaron Rodgers under center. He drops back. Oh, nice pass. And then cheer. Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Scampering for 20, 30, 40, 50, and beyond. Then cheer. Get excited. Crescendo. But yeah, don't start the damn wave when they're going on offense. Come on, people. Come on.
Yeah, I think it's a good point, Bill.
Thank you very much. By the way, the quick turnaround to playing on Thursday night, especially when they kick your game up from a noon game to a 3:25 game, and then you have a Thursday night game, and not a fan.
47 and 15, yeah. How do you do it? Well, thankfully, I didn't get hit a whole lot tonight, so this is the beauty, if you will, of Thursday night football. Short turnaround, and the beauty in 12 o'clock game being pushed back to 3:25.
In other words, this sucks. If you want to do a decipher machine right there, this sucks. That's what it is. Yes. How are we looking? It sucks. Shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, I think it's a good point, Bill.
Thank you very much. In the meantime, Aaron Rodgers, he continues on, and we'll get more into this coming up, but he just talked a little bit more about the game, talked a little bit more about himself. He did make a mention again, missed a couple of throws. Missed a couple of throws yesterday. So, like I said, it's okay. It's okay. It's not sacrilege. It's not sacrilege. Matt says, have you considered that maybe Aaron's reserved emotions are because of his thoughts are being in California where his house may be on fire? Yeah, I considered that. I listened to Clay Matthews. His voice, his house is actually right in the middle of the fire, and he was concerned about it. I listened to his voice. His voice was a lot different. So, yeah, I've considered that, certainly. And as a matter of fact, Aaron Rodgers, if you follow him on Instagram, he actually put out a picture of the Paradise area and said thoughts and prayers or hearts are with Paradise or something to that extent. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Mark says, I can't believe you're telling us to be quiet. Mark, you got to listen. Okay? Listen, wherever you're at, Mark, do me a favor. Turn your radio up. Turn it up. Mark, go ahead. Turn it up. Okay, Mark's being obstinate now. What I said was, when the Packers are on offense, shh. Do you ever see that big giant Jumbotron? You know the big television screen. It's on top of Lambeau Field. You know what I'm talking about, right? You come across the bridge, and you can see it for like 8 miles. So if you're in the stands, you should be able to see it. Unless, of course, like I had mentioned, you're drunk. Look up, because it even says, quiet, men working. Shh. When they're on offense, shh. We'll revisit this for the next home game. But when they're on offense, shh. Relax. Quiet down a little bit. That's all. That's all he's saying. You don't want to make it crazy coming out of the huddle. You don't want to make it crazy when they're trying to, you know, get teams on a snap count. You don't want to do that. Don't get nuts. Next game, December 2nd. Arizona's coming to town. Now, Arizona should be an automatic win, but Arizona's coming to town. So when the Packers are on offense, Mark, more of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a green and gold update. Here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers beat the Dolphins 31-12 here at Lambeau Field. Packers rookie receiver Marquez Valdes-Scantling led the team with 6 receptions, but veteran Devontae Adams came up with 2 touchdown catches, including beating tight coverage in the red zone in the first quarter.
I actually wasn't expecting a one-on-one. I think they tried to funnel me back inside, but I ran kind of like a little stutter, like a short post kind of. And I was able to find the hole, and 12 put it right where it needed to be. So got to take advantage of that. Every time we get in the red zone, I like to take advantage of all the one-on-one opportunities.
With a record of 4-4-1, Aaron Rodgers said again he struggled to find open receivers at times, but at least they got a W at home.
Well, we needed to win, so that was important. But we got the run game going. We had a lot more balance, which we haven't had all season. There's things to work on. Started off fast, had a little bit of a lull, and then kind of got things going again. So it wasn't atypical.
The Dolphins only managed 4 field goals from kicker Jason Sanders, including one from 47 yards out. They were missing 3 starting offensive linemen, but still managed to open holes for 35-year-old running back Frank Gore, who rushed for 90 yards on just 13 carries. Miami's head coach Adam Gase.
Like, the run game was going okay. We were getting some good chunks, and then it just really kind of dried up for us to where we started getting 2nd and long, 3rd and long, and we were trying to find some ways to get some quick throws and ball out. And, they did a good job covering us when they were in man. We shook free a few times, and there was a couple times that we got wired a little bit, and that caused a negative play.
And tense times for Packers linebacker Clay Matthews, who spent the weekend wondering if his family's home in California had been destroyed by wildfires near Malibu.
That was really scary, wildfires out there. And I probably spent, from the time I got off of work here, watching 6 hours of consecutive LA news, just because there was mandatory evacuation for, the house that we're currently living in out there, as well as my parents. And I lost communication with them Friday evening through about Saturday noon. That was pretty nerve-wracking as well. And it came all the way up to our gates and our development with a mandatory evacuation. And I told my wife when we went to sleep, I said, we're really going to have a house in the morning or not. And fortunately, on Saturday, my neighbor sent me a picture of the house and still standing. I'm sure there's probably a little bit of damage with embers and all that, but I don't know if you guys seen the footage of it. It's terrifying.
That's Packers linebacker Clay Matthews in Green Bay. I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Mike Clemens, as always. We just had somebody mention the fires out in California, and that is nothing to take lightly by any stretch of the imagination, obviously. As some of those players, including Aaron Rodgers, thinking about what's going on out in California, no doubt. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648, if you want to chime in. Feel free to do so. We got our usual cast of characters, by the way, coming up today. We have got Eric Brancheck of the Green Bay Press Gazette, Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, and you just heard him, Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold insider, all going to be here today. Does this win change your opinion of maybe this Packers team, or does it change your opinion as to where you thought this Packers team was? Does this win change your opinion or reinforce your opinion as to where you thought this team was? As now on the horizon, you have the Seattle Seahawks next up on the docket. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Hey, by the way, we certainly hope that the Green Bay Packers go all the way. And if they do, they will be joining the Bill Michaels Show in Atlanta. The week leading up to the Super Bowl, we are looking forward to it. We are going there. Compliments of a lot of great people, our great friends at Stenny's. Best sports bar in Milwaukee, hands down. It is the Cheers of Milwaukee. Make sure you stop in. Tell them all we said hi. Laura Jean and Ryan and Jerry and everybody down there. JoJo, stop in and tell them we said hi. Best sports bar there is. Also, our friends at the Milwaukee Admirals. A lot of great dates coming up. I saw Milwaukee got a nice win yesterday as well. They ended up winning one. And they don't forget, they have Styx coming to town. Some of the post-game concerts that are coming up. Styx is in February, February 8th. Get your tickets now for that one. And our friends at Auto Paint and Supply. They've got some new products over there. If you're into auto and painting and boats and marine and industrial and fleets and all that kind of stuff, whatever you're looking for, they have it. Numerous locations throughout the state. GoAutoPaint.com. That is GoAutoPaint.com. I was just on their website the other day, and they had some stuff on Facebook as well, some really new cool new invention stuff that can help you with scratches, dents, dings, and things like that for your vehicle. But it's through GoAutoPaint.com. Check that stuff out. 1 hour down. We got a lot more yet to go. Hang in there. John on the south side. You'll be first out of the chute just after the top of the hour. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show on a Green and Gold Monday. We got more right after this.
Listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.